Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
JT, take us back. Give us a comparison where you were a year ago to where you are right now. Physically and then comfortable in the scheme, obviously.
In general, you know, a year older. It's just, you know, another year of life. I have definitely learned and adjusted to the speed of football in the South. You know, not used to Jordan Davis's that are 350 and run 4.9s. Things like that. You know, you just not used to seeing. At this point, I'm used to seeing them. That's, you know, that's on the field and off the field. Honestly, since I've been here, I haven't had a single hiccup in terms of anything off the field. I love the state, love the place, love where I live.
Yeah, and they love having you here, too. And I was asking Kirby if he'd let me come out and throw it around, all these weapons you got. And he said, no, JT's going to need all the reps he can get this preseason. Can you talk about the group as far as the passing game goes? Not just the receiver group, but the tight ends, running backs. I mean, you got a great group around you here.
Yeah, and it's what I've been talking about is that there's a ridiculously high number of guys that you can put in the game, and they're naturally, they should be in the game. You know, you don't normally have that. You normally have, you have talent that's not ready yet, or you have guys that are great mentally that maybe aren't, you know, talented enough to, you know, where it's like, that guy can be a guy. We have so many guys that are talented enough, mentally ready. They're in the game, no problems. There's no hesitation in my mind.
Yeah, when I was at Georgia, I tried to get one of these summer workouts going and take them to Valdosta. Nobody wanted to go to South Georgia and hang out. They said it was too hot down there. But what about the guys you had out to Cali? And I mean, my goodness, where'd all these guys sleep? you must have put your mom, too. She must have been cooking around the clock to get these guys fed. How'd that go out there?
The sleeping situation wasn't easy. A lot of, close quarters. We got to just set that plan up in January, and then, you know, we had enough time to plan and get everything set up.
Got some good work in?
We got a lot of, we definitely did. But a lot of it was just taking them, you know, a lot of them hadn't seen where I'm from. So I just showed them around, and we had a good time, and just all got to hang out and spend some time together.
Yeah, that was fantastic. So this offensive line looks like you got a lot of talent up there, too, and Coach Luke's done a good job. How do you feel about the group coming into the season?
Like the first thing you have to say is everyone that's here playing right now on offense played against Cincinnati in the Peach Bowl. So that already is a positive. And then in the same way that I would talk about the receiver tight-ends and backs, it's the same thing with the O-line. There's just so many of them that are talented enough and mentally ready that they can step in and play, and there's no, oh, he's at right guard, I'm worried. You know, there's none of that. You know, you have 2-3 deep at that. There's just a lot that you have at your disposal.
All right, day one, all you guys get to hit the practice field as you look around. What's the confidence level? This is going to be a special year with this group.
we do have a lot of confidence in ourselves, and something I like, you know, from a lot of the leaders on the team, but they exude it. But I'd say the emphasis is, I mean, we put such a strong emphasis on our core DNA and how we as a team mentally approach it. I've never had this much mental work with the team that I think that might be our strongest point of confidence that is going to be our difference maker.
Right now, I know you're worried about you and the team, but look ahead for us. Just a comment on the season opening game up in Charlotte, taking on the Clemson Tigers.
Yeah.
Got to be exciting for you.
It's very exciting. That's a great football team, a great football program. And then, you know, there's a lot riding on that game, of course, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a regular season football game. And it's a great team, great opponent. Game obviously means a lot, but once you start making things bigger than they are, the moment gets too big for you. So I think a big point of emphasis for us in terms of the Clemson game is we treat them like we treat any opponent. You know, we prepare hard, we play hard.
All right, last one. What's the message to the Bulldog Nation as you start the season this year? What do you want to tell them?
Oh, man, it's going to be a fun one. Go Dogs.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.